If you're like most of us, you don't give a second thought to where you toss that apple core or bread crust, but a new law in California means you're going to have to start thinking about it. Senate Bill 1383, implemented January 1st, requires everyone to begin recycling everyday food scraps. Now, this may sound like just another inconvenience, but it's really not that big a deal.
It's really easy. All you're changing is where you're throwing things.
It's a new habit to build, but when we're all chipping in together, what a difference it can make. Food scraps that used to wind up in the landfill generated methane, which is 85 times more potent than carbon dioxide when it comes to creating global warming. Plus, using those scraps to create compost will literally rebuild the soil and improve the nutritive value of everything that grows in it.
It's called closing the loop. It's really, you know, the food comes from the land and we really should be returning that back to the land.
So aside from being the law, changing where you toss those scraps might be great for your health and your spirit.
There's just so much waste in the world. I feel like people can do just a small bit if they can.
We'll talk about the hows and whys of the new food waste law. Fox 11 News In Depth starts right now. Hello, everyone. I'm Hal Eisner. Welcome to Fox 11 News In Depth. We're in a little different place this week. We're at the Regional Compost Hub in Griffith Park. This is one of 30 compost hubs in L.A. County, where you see activity like what's going on over here, where you have volunteers and workers who are putting together compost piles. And we're going to be talking about that this half hour, all about composting, all about the new law, that new law that just started a few weeks ago that you may have heard about, you may not have heard about, but you're going to hear about it today. I want to bring in our first guest. It's Rachel Wagner. She is the director of Cal Recycle. That's the California Waste and Recycling Department. Rachel, thanks for joining us.
Thank you, Hal, so much for having me, and Happy New Year.
And Happy New Year to you. And here we are in the middle of a compost hub. Let's tell everybody what compost is. Let's start with a very simple definition.
This is really a very exciting. Compost is one of my favorite things to talk about, which is probably why I have the job that I have. Compost is really broken down organic materials. So our leaves, our grass, our other yard waste, and food materials like that apple core you showed in your video, eggshells, breadcrumbs, broken down into what is turns out to be a soil amendment. So when we put compost, we build compost and then we put it on the soil and we mix it with the dirt in the soil, it becomes fertilizer for our parks and for our crops.
Now, you know, people at home may be scratching their heads. I mean, we already have cans for waste, cans for recycling. What's going to happen now? Are we going to have cans for composting?
So in some jurisdictions, at least half of the jurisdictions here in California across the state, most of us already have a green bin in one shape or another. So many jurisdictions had it started a few years back for our yard waste, which was being turned into compost. And a lot of jurisdictions are simply going to expand that for your food waste as well and send it to facilities that can take in that food waste and turn it into compost as well.
So we talk about Senate Bill 1383. This is the bill that went into effect January 1st, as we all have to be composting now. What's your reaction to that bill? What do you think about it? How do you think it's going to be implemented over the next year or two?
That legislation was passed in 2016 and was really groundbreaking and led the nation in policy around super climate pollutants. As you mentioned before, methane is 84 times more potent than carbon dioxide in our atmosphere. And this legislation aims to curb or eliminate California's methane emissions almost entirely. So I think, you know, Californians are determined to fight climate change. And this is the fastest and simplest way that each and every one of us can be a part of the climate fight. If I just take that banana peel, that apple core, those eggshells, and I put it in my organic waste as opposed to throwing it in the garbage can, that is so much easier than me getting out of my car. When we reach our 75% goal here in a few years of removal of organic waste from landfills, it's the same as taking over 1 million cars off the road for a year. So this is groundbreaking.
Okay, but I need you to explain something to me. You talk about the banana peel here or the apple core there, but how does this affect the greenhouse gases. How does this affect global warming?
So methane, let's take a step back. When we throw that apple core and that banana peel in our garbage can right now, what it does is it goes to a landfill and that it breaks down into methane. That methane is really, really potent in our atmosphere. It is warming the climate at an incredibly high rate. So when we take it out of the landfill and we put it into a different type of environment where it breaks down into compost, it not only isn't creating that methane, that super pollutant, it is turning into a soil amendment that can capture climate pollution. It can sequester carbon from the atmosphere. So we're taking a problem and we're turning it into a solution.
So that's a good explanation. That makes us better understand, I think, why this step is a valuable step, at least in the minds of those who are very, very concerned about global warming. And I think it's probably worth mentioning that it's not just about composting in SB 1383. There's a couple other elements to it. Am I correct on that?
Right. There are several other elements. So you're talking about compost today, which is one of my favorite things, but we're also turning that green waste into energy. Co-digestion plants take it and turn it into energy. Other parts of the legislation deal with the waste before it even becomes waste. So the legislation required that 20% of our still edible food is diverted before it ever becomes waste. So our retail establishments, our grocery stores, our restaurants are working with our local governments to capture that food before it expires and really get it to our most hungry neighbors. California has established programs across the state. CalRecycle has helped fund nonprofits across the state that have facilitated over 150 million meals served in the last couple of years from still edible food that would have otherwise gone to waste. So there are a lot of different opportunities for us to make some very small lifestyle changes that will have a huge impact on our communities, like you are doing there in Griffiths Park, that is a community composting center. Huge impacts for our communities, for our cities, and for our neighbors. It's a real opportunity for us to take something that was a harm to our environment and then turn it into an environmental good and a community good.
Well, Rachel Wagner, thanks so much. We're going to stay in touch with you and be sure we understand how the steps are going forward. And as we continue to look at what's going on around me here at Griffith Park in this composting hub, we'll tell you that coming up next on Fox 11 News in Depth, another element to all of this. So what is the deal with compost anyway? What does it do and why should you care? You may be very surprised to hear the answer, because life on Earth could actually depend on it. We'll be right back. Welcome back to Fox 11 News in Depth, and we're in Griffith Park this week at a composting hub. There are some jaw-dropping statistics you may or may not have heard about that have to deal with food. One of them, about 40% of the entire U.S. food supply goes to waste every year, about 40%, with the leftovers winding up in landfills to rot. It's an extraordinary number. And as food products decay, they release harmful methane gas, as we heard in the last segment, that breaks down the ozone layer, contributing to climate change. So California's new compost law can make our lives better on a number of different fronts. And that's why we want to talk to agronomist Bob Schaefer. He's a soil culture consultant. Bob, thanks for joining us. Sure appreciate your time here.
Thank you.
Tell us about this. I mean, we did talk last segment with Rachel Wagner. She talked a little bit about the impact on the ozone, on global warming. But from your perspective, dealing with the soil itself, talk to us about the value of this new law, why it's important, why we should care about it.
Well, thank you, Hal. And lots of thanks to Rachel for doing a great job. Her explanations and her enthusiasm about compost is contagious. Soils and compost have a lot in common. The microbes that are in compost came from the soil. Compost is a material that, as California starts to recycle more food, we're going to have a larger volume of compost available for us as farmers to use on our soils. This is very important because compost provides a critical material, which is carbon. There's half of organic matter is carbon. And the carbon that's being provided by compost is in a stable form. So as we add this material to soils, carbon, it is a food for microbes. The nutrients that are in our food that we recycle, in the green waste, in the organic matter that we compost, becomes a high quality food for the microbes in soil that produce seven benefits for us as farmers and us as humanity that are unobtainable any other way except by feeding those microbes and having them produce the energy in soil to provide to plants.
You know, sometimes we talk about getting into the weeds on a subject. Boy, I think we just did that. Not only into the weeds, but down into the mulch. And you know, I'm fascinated by this. We already have the green bin in many of the jurisdictions where you put your grass and your twigs and your leaves, and you got your blue bins. And now we're going to start doing this. I got to ask you, because I don't know if you know the answer to this. But we're being encouraged. We now have a law that says we should do this. But if people didn't do this, one, would they be penalized? Do you know? And two, what would be the sort of the collective implication of not everybody getting on board?
Well, I don't know about the legal penalties for not putting food waste into the recycle bins. But the value of us collectively putting our wasted food into the recycle bin where we as composters and we as farmers can take that material, put it into an appropriate food for soil use, where the crops that we grow on that soil come back to you as better quality food. The cycle that we're using in farming is really imitating nature. And everything that falls to the earth or that's brought back to the earth becomes food for microbes that help our plants that we consume to eat and for our nutrition. We want
But as we talk, let me interrupt real quick. As we talk about this, we're really fundamentally getting back to basics, aren't we?
This is a very basic concept, is to not waste the food that we've taken our best land in the nation, very highly educated people, and thousands of hours and millions of dollars to produce the food, transport it, cook it, and then waste it. No, we don't have to do that. We can simply turn it into compost by putting it into the recycle bins. You know, most of the people, Hal, that I see that have become accustomed to using their recycle bin and putting the food waste into the recycle bin feel good about that. It may be a little different at first, but when you think about it, you're helping both the environment to not have methane produced. You're helping our soils that very much need carbon to be returned to them to have the right thing to produce your food. And so this is a cycle that feels really good, is extremely beneficial for our farms and our food quality, and therefore our health, and also for the environment to not have methane being produced and going up into our environment.
I have to guess that Senate Bill 1383 was the result of not enough people doing this, that there was a feeling that it needed to be legislated in some way. Is that a fair guess?
Well, I guess so. What's happening out on the farms and at the compost operations is that we don't have enough organic matter to compost compared to the demand from farms. You know, farmers are very smart people. I've worked with farmers all my adult life. And over the last 20 and 30 years, particularly the last 10 years, the adoption of using compost in the soil has become paramount. And really, we don't have enough organic matter. We don't have enough high quality organic matter, such as food waste, to compost to return to the soil. So it's really important for everybody to consider this, learn a little bit about soils and where their food comes from and farming, and help us by returning these high quality food substances back into the compost cycle.
Agronomist Bob Schaefer, thanks so much for helping us to understand this a little bit better. We'll stay in touch with you. And coming up next on Fox 11 News In Depth, we take a close and personal look at the business of composting, how it works, and what you should be throwing in your food waste bin. We'll be right back. Welcome back to Fox 11 News In Depth. We're talking about composting this week. And right now, we're at the regional compost hub for Griffith Park and trying to give you an idea of what it's like where they do this sort of thing. Michael Martinez is with LA Compost. And let's walk a little bit here and show us a little bit about what's going on here. We saw this bed of sawdust earlier.
Yeah, so this is our regional compost hub through LA Compost in partnership with LA Rec and Park. We have about 18 compost piles that we build and maintain throughout the week. The majority of food scraps and material that comes to this location is from local farmers markets, where individuals that live in apartments, single family homes can bring those food scraps. We collect it during the week, bring it over here and process it with community members and volunteers.
So you lay down the sawdust.
So the part of the compost process is carbon, nitrogen, air, and water. So our sawdust is a nice carbon base to capture any moisture, kind of eliminate odors. And then we layer with food scraps, mulch, and kind of cap it with the carbon to retain any odors and prevent flies and all of that.
It sits there for about a week?
The whole process is about 3 to 4 months, but we turn every few weeks. So it'll sit there for about a week or two before we turn it, ensuring that it's getting to those proper temperatures and essentially kind of heating up and baking along the way.
And what does that final compost look like?
Yeah, that final compost, this right here, has been about 4 months. We sift it with volunteers. It just looks like nice enriched mulch, nice dark. It's not soil, it's organic matter for the soil. So we're going to be establishing some giveaway days. We donate it to local schools and other nonprofits that focus on urban gardening and farming. And it's just seeing food scraps not as waste, but as a resource that we can reinvest in our neighborhoods that adds to the life and health of our food systems.
So basically what I understand is this stuff right here, which has been
decomposed.
Decomposed. This stuff is the best stuff you could possibly use for vegetables and fruit in your garden.
It's like a superfood. You know exactly what went into it. You're keeping it within the very zip code where that food was consumed or purchased. And it just closes the cycle of food. It's farm to table, table to compost, compost back to farm or garden. It's like a closed loop system that's naturally occurring in the local setting.
I have to ask you, I mean, a lot of people that are watching, they may live in apartments. They may be in condominium complexes. It's not like you have your own garbage cans. And in some of these complexes, you have a blue bin maybe. Right. And you have a trash bin maybe. And then you have a chute that everybody throws everything down. How is this going to work in buildings like that?
Yeah, so one of the things we're trying to establish is multiple drop-off locations for individuals who don't have front, side, backyard location. If their hauler has yet to provide them with organics collection, what can they do to proactively participate in this movement as well? So we have drop-off locations at community gardens, churches. We're working with the city to launch an additional 20 more farmers market drop-off locations to make this as simple as dropping off or returning a library book or perhaps a dry clean laundry, establishing a routine in that sense.
That sounds like a process, though. You have how many people that work with you?
We have a team of 17.
And you got a city of gazillions.
Yeah.
How are you going to make something like that happen?
I think the beauty is really reflecting on how natural systems work. So below the ground, we have incredible freeway internet systems of microbial soil food web. In Los Angeles County, there's 10 million of us. So how do we inoculate this goodness? How do we allow for people to start small? Whether it's signing up for a pickup service, whether it's composting in their backyard, doing it at a church, school, community garden, or taking it to a farmer's markets. We are one part of many solutions that are required for a state like California and a county and city like Los Angeles for this to be successful.
Come on down here because you're not really as tall as an L.A. Laker. I know you're not. Come on over here. So I want you to tell me a little bit about how you started because you started small. You started as kind of one volunteer, didn't you?
Yeah, so born and raised here in Los Angeles, former fifth grade elementary school teacher, and the aha moment was really seeing my kids really transformed by seeing the full cycle and story of food. We started this movement on bikes, collecting food scraps in trailers and taking it to people's backyards and composting. And now we've really grown to a decentralized network of community composting spaces all across LA County.
Why are you so passionate about this?
I'm passionate about this because it's a reflection of the human spirit in many ways. It's a reflection of how we build community, how we look and how we value certain things. You know, we might not think that food scraps or food waste is important, but when we think about what is important in life and family and friends and certain things, like our planet is our collective common denominator of what is important and should be important to us. Soil, air, and water should be highly valued in all of our lives. And for us, the soil and building soil through compost supports air, water, and the health of our ground.
You got an opportunity here. I want you to tell everybody exactly what they should compost, what makes up a food scrap, how to get started.
Yeah, so anything that was once alive in nature can be composted in the right conditions and environment. Specifically for composting in backyards or food scrap delivery services or dropping off, it's primarily your fruits and vegetable scraps, your coffee grounds, your eggshells, your loose leaf tea. You could even even do some breads and so on and so forth. Some systems and regional municipalities will take meats, bones, dairies, fats, and oils, but for the smaller locations, you kind of want to avoid that to start off. Additionally, we have our carbon inputs, our sawdusts, our mulch, our wood scraps, our cardboards and unbleached papers, all of those things. But to start off, fruits and vegetable scraps, some mulch, some sawdust, some newspapers, you can start on your own very simple. The learning's in the doing.
We only have a minute left. What don't you put in that compost?
Plastics, compostables are really difficult to break down in the backyard bins. Obviously, metals and plastics and things of that nature. Anything that was once alive and can break down over time is fair game. But also just look into the municipal system or where you're dropping off.
And you have a website for people to get more information?
LACompost.org, social media at LACompost. Feel free to follow us. There's more information in English and Spanish and free resources there as well.
Michael Martinez, thank you very much.
You.
And Fox 11 News In Depth continues right after this. And finally, if you haven't already, please check out my podcast. It's called What the Hell, and it's wherever you subscribe to podcasts, or just go to whatthehellpodcast.com, and you'll be able to see and hear this show on that podcast a bit later on. Michael Martinez, founder and executive director of LA
Compost.
Bingo. And you know, one question I didn't get answered earlier, can you answer it for me? If people don't want to do this, this is as lined out as a rule in this new Senate bill, can they get in trouble?
So there's a lot of fear of, like, am I going to be penalized if I don't do this? And it's more on the city jurisdiction and municipalities to provide the systems and infrastructure in place for us residents in single family homes, small businesses, and apartment complexes to be able to do this. There is going to be some enforcement in the future if people aren't abiding by this. If people are still just throwing everything in the black bin, there will be some enforcement in the near future. But for us residents, if you want to be proactive, start composting or dropping off.
Time to get on the program. Thanks very much for joining our program. That's it for Fox 11 News In Depth for this week. I'm Hal Eisner. See you next time. Bye-bye, everybody.